Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so Drew Barrymore abruptly exited from her show off the stage during a recent interview with Henry Winkler because she appeared to be choking from a coughing fit right when they were reminiscing about the first time they ever met.
No, don't you worry. Don't you worry. It's okay. No, okay. So thank you for being here. It is such a pleasure. So while we're waiting, is there anything you'd like to hear about?
Oh my gosh. I didn't watch the whole clip, but I am quite certain he is such a gentleman. Even though Kevin Costner left Yellowstone, the show's director says John Dutton's presence is integral to the final episodes, which premiere this Sunday, November 10th on Paramount Plus. Travis Kelce is backing his brother Jason after his altercation with a spectator at the Penn State game. They talked about it on their New Heights podcast.
I know it's weighing on you, brother. You shouldn't feel this much. Obviously, the scrutiny and or the media view on it. That the real situation is you had some clown come up to you and talk about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family. And you might have used some words that you regret using. You just got to kind of learn from and own.
Yeah. So the extra scrutiny on Jason has a lot to do with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship. And it's not really fair to him and his family. The ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz are on the auction block. The bidding is currently over $800,000. Tom Hanks shared that he's frequently mistaken for Michael Keaton, despite their distinct appearances.
Keaton all the time. Me and Michael are, you know, some form of odd doppelganger back from a long time. I'm not, they don't say Beetlejuice to me exactly, but a lot of time, hey, are you that? Hey, were you that? You know, I get that.
Yeah, I understand that. Ariana Grande plans to concentrate more on acting than music over the next 10 years. And by the way, Bowen Yang apologized to her for opening his mouth a little too much when they kissed during a Saturday Night Live skit. Mariah Carey kicked off the holiday season by meeting her new wax figure at Madame Tussauds.
Oh my gosh.
It's like I'm looking at you through a mirror.
Wow. It's surreal. Very good. Look at those shoes.
Yeah, the dress is modeled after Marilyn Monroe's style. Bill Burr hosts the big post-election episode of SNL. Ooh. And Christina Applegate opened up about her battle with severe MS pain.
I lay in bed screaming, like the sharp pains, the ache, yes, the squeezing, the, it every is single day of my life.
Oh, that sounds as awful as it could possibly be. Prince William and Robert Irwin have joined forces in South Africa to spotlight the urgent need for biodiversity conservation.
I have to ask, we're in South Africa, one of the most amazing countries and continents for wildlife. Do you have a favorite African animal?
Oh,
it's a tough question.
It's a really tough question. And my children ask me this regularly. I think I'm going to have to do the cheetah.
Cheetahs. Yeah, okay. Cheetahs. Very cool. Fantastic. Very cool. It's chameleons for me. Oh, the unsung hero. I love them.
Yeah, the cheetah and the chameleon. These two couldn't be more different. I will say this, though. If Prince William wants to look good in the public's eyes, hang out more with Robert Irwin, because everybody loves him. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Look, Mom, my hands are clean. Yeah!